Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi says India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years. Union Home Secretary Palla warns of security threats arising from new technologies in today's times. Strong wind damages church building, houses and paddy fields at Litsaung village in Kifere. And Union External Affairs Minister Jai Shankar describes G20 event under India's presidency as an example of political and economic rebalancing. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by the global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of the 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai, Prime Minister said the transformation of Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. Modi said the RBI has played a significant role in all these accomplishments. He said RBI is known in the world for its professionalism and commitment. Speaking on the occasion, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said the Reserve Bank's evolution as an institution has been closely intertwined with the development of the Indian economy. He said from being a central bank primarily concerned with allocation of scarce resources during the planning period, the RBI has transitioned into being an enabler for the market economy. Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Palla has warned of the security threats arising from new technologies in today's times. Addressing a gathering on the occasion of the 38th Raising Day of the Bureau of Civil Aviation Services, PCAS, in New Delhi today, Palla said the new technologies such as artificial intelligence, global positioning system, jammings, drones and cyber threats are creating more trouble. He emphasized the need for collective efforts to ensure security and directed PCAS to stay updated with new technologies. He further highlighted that the aviation sector in the country is witnessing rapid growth and it is going to set a record in the year 2024. He said it is necessary to ensure that any quantitative increase in aviation infrastructure does not lead to dilution of the security system. In an unfortunate incident, a strong wind damaged the church building at Litsaung village, 12 kilometres away from Kifere town today at around 12:30 p.m. The strong wind also damaged four private buildings, destroyed paddy fields, kitchen garden and uprooted electric poles. There has not been any report of any human injury or casualty by the incident. Union External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has described the G20 event under the presidency of India as an example of political and economic rebalancing. Speaking at the Delhi Heritage Programme hosted by the Sapyata Foundation in the national capital, Jaishankar said that the focus has shifted to cultural rebalancing after the political and economic rebalancing at the G20 event. Jai Shankar said, after political and economic rebalancing today, the battle is for cultural rebalancing and that is why it is crucial today for us to project our own heritage, our civilization, our culture, our way of life, our faith and our beliefs. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that for the first time the country's defence exports have crossed 21,000 crore rupees mark in 2023-24. In a social media post, Singh said the defence export have witnessed a spectacular growth of over 32% over the previous fiscal year. He said the Defence Ministry has taken several initiatives to spur India's defence manufacturing and exports. The minister said the country's defence industries, including the private sector and defence public sector undertakings, have registered a commendable performance in the recent years. Singh congratulated all stakeholders on crossing the new milestone in defence exports. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. India bid heartfelt farewell to Subedar Tansia, a distinguished veteran of the Indian Army's Assam Regiment, who passed away at a remarkable age of 102 yesterday. In a press release, Defence PRO said Tansia hailed from Mizoram and his valour at the Battle of Kohima and his pivotal role in shaping the legacy of the 1st Assam Regiment during their deployment at Jaisalmer will forever be etched in the annals of India's military history. The PRO said his unwavering courage at Kohima against insurmountable odds played a crucial role in securing a decisive victory for the Allied forces, turning the tide of the conflict in the east. He said that even after retirement, Subedar Tansia continued to inspire generations with his dedication to community and the country, actively engaging in veteran affairs and educational initiatives. The Election Commission of India has censored BJP MP Dilip Ghosh and Congress leader Supriya Srinathe for derogatory remarks against women. Strongly condemning the statement made by BJP MP Dilip Ghosh against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, the ECI warned Ghosh to remain careful in his public utterances as model code of conduct is in force. The commission also warned Congress leader Supriya Srinathe for her derogatory remarks against BJP Lok Sabha candidate Kangana Ranaut and asked her to remain careful in her public utterance during MCC. In its orders, the commission said they made a personal attack and violated the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct. The oil marketing companies have reduced the prices of 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinders across the country. The revised reduction in prices ranges from 30 to 32 rupees in different cities. Senior Information Service Officer Shivpali P. Sharan today took over the charge of Principal Director General of Press Information Bureau. A 1990 batch IIS officer, Sharan assumed the charge following the superannuation of Manish Desai. Earlier, Sharan had served in the Election Commission and the Finance Ministry. A one-day skill training to promote self-employment amongst youths was conducted at Pesama Village on Saturday. The program was organized by village-level organization Pesama Village under RD Block, Jakhama, Gevi and promoted by Nagaland State Rural Livelihood Mission as part of the social developmental initiative towards addressing the issues of school dropouts among the youths. Speaking at a training, area coordinator Sokrenyo Ruprio said that the number of school dropout and unemployed youth is increasing each year because of which a lot of youths are falling in the wrong direction. She encouraged the younger generation, particularly the unemployed youths, towards an honest and self-sustained livelihood without depending on others. During the training, different skills trainings ranging from traditional weaving, tailoring, basket making, pickle and biscuits making, hair cutting, sketching were taught to the participants. A total of 20 youths participated in the training. The Assam Rifles organized a medical camp for the villagers of Yezashi in Agunato under Zunupada district on Saturday. The camp was aimed to address the healthcare needs of the local population, many of whom face challenges in accessing medical facilities. With a dedicated team of medical professionals and support staff, the camp offered a wide range of essential healthcare services, including general checkup, consultations, screenings, and distribution of medicines. Altogether, 324 individuals availed the opportunity. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Modi says India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years. Union Home Secretary Palla warns of security threats arising from new technologies in today's times. Strong wind damages church building, houses and paddy fields at Litsang village in Kifre. And Union External Affairs Minister Jaishankar describes G20 event under India's presidency as an example of political and economic rebalancing. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.